Maroch. So Gemara basically is saying here, according to the Mikdash Dovid, it's two chiddush. Chiddush number one, the pasuk is lav davka. Chiddush number two, there's no marocha, because there can't be one. There's no sheer marocha. He says that the only way for it to do on Mizbech HaPanim is you put some kash and gavava, you put some straw, you make a little fire, but a harachik marocha you can't make on the Mizbech HaPanim. And that's another chiddush, meaning it's a different mizbeach, and it's a different process than the mizbeach achitzen, and still in all that's a chiddush. That's what comes out from the Mikdash Dovid. The Gemara says, "Ma'akam Hashmola." Says the Gemara, "What's Rabbi Elazar's chiddush? L'chayra, the Mishnah that we just learned of the Brisa of the Mol Leyer, it says clearly one of the examples, Tanina. The Mishnah said it clearly." One of the examples was the Nitonim, and we're talking about Evorim. So clearly, the Brisa already says that Imol Lo Yered even on the Mizbech HaPnimi. So what's Rabbi Elazar's Chiddush? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says like this: Imi Hosom, Havamine Animili Dam. Now this is going to make a big problem here. Eman imili dam, maybe in a chanami. From the brisa, you only see dam. The chazile. Aval koymitz is not loy chazile. Because halach is, you can never put koymitz on the mizbech apnimi. Right? It's fact, it says clearly in the pasuk. By the mizbech apnimi, it says clearly in the pasuk. It says loy salu of keter azor. It says klor, that you can't. Emaloi, I would say over there, there's no din emololei eret. Kamashmalon, that even over there, there's a din of emololei eret. Now, really, the chiddush here is so big that it's very hard to know even how the mechanism of the chiddush is. Because the whole understanding we had based on last week was that there's two dinim to the kol. There's one din, avodas hakol. Avodas HaKorban is the process that the Odom is chayiv to do in order to be Mekayim is mitzvah's kol. The Odom, the Kohanim. Then there's the Heftz of the Korban that the Korban requires to reach its destination, the Yud HaMizbech. It's a separate halach. And clearly, it's Muchach Minei Ubei, because even if somebody dies, unless it belongs to the Korbanos, that you can't bring lachar misa, like a chatas, the halacha is it has to be brought. And it has to be brought to its destination. Because the carbon requires, in other words, it's not just who has the mitzvah? Klal Yisrael. Who has the mitzvah? Klal Yisrael have the mitzvah. Certain korbanos, if there's a shibud nechasim, so the yoshim have to bring it. Even though there's no chiyuv, there's a moment to stick a shibud, but there's no chiv. The person's dead. Hoyisha shemesa. Yaviu yoshem elos. She's zechanat mechuyev. She's dead. But still, there's a halacha. So in other words, by every korban, there's the chiv adam to do the avodas korban, and then intrinsically the korban has a need to reach its destination. The korban has to be brought. It's not like a lulav and an esrog, where there's no din, as we explained, that this lulav esrog has to be brought. That's why there's no dichui by mitzvahs, like we learned last week. There's no concept of dichui by mitzvahs, because there's no din that this mitzvah has to be brought. There's no halacha on this mitzvah. So, if that's the case, so it seems to be taka pliya. If bishloima, all the psulim that we were discussing, tomei and this, and so you could say like this, you could say, the process has to be done by a Kohen Kosher. Okay. And if it's done with a Kohen Posel, it's no good. The process has to be done as a... But, the bottom line is, Imol HaLayerit, if it reached the destination of Mizbeach, Layerit. Why? Because it has a mitzad itself, mitzad the Korban itself, it reached its destination. So you leave it there. The Bialim still have a chiyuv. That's a B'yoichanan. Shmuel was the opinion who said, no, Neskapu Baila. Right? That was the whole opinion we had for weeks. Shmuel Shit. Rav Yechanan said, Loi Neskapu Baila. But still in all, the korban reached its destination, and therefore it becomes Kalte Mizbeach. You can't pull the blood. That's the whole rationale why you can't take the blood off the Mizbeach, because the blood reached its makom. And that's the whole halacha of Amol Eliyahid. The whole halacha of Amol Eliyahid basically is that even though the avodah was possible, and even though the process was failed, there was a failure in the process, but it reached the Mizbeach, right? It reached the Mizbeach, so it didn't reach it the way it was supposed to reach it, but here you have a major problem. Here you have a problem on the landing. Here the Torah said that Torah does not belong on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So here you don't have a process breakdown, you have a destination breakdown. So all the ganze lomdus of understanding Lachma Shom Mizbeach, and there's such a thing, a destination, and a hin and a hell, that works so long, which is really l'chor what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that's the Chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. But now we have to understand this Chiddush. In other words, that is the Chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. The Chiddush of Rebbe Lezer is that other things that may have failed along the way, but they be'etzem have a place by the Mizbeach. So even if it came to the Mizbeach not in the right fashion, it's there, it stays there. And it has halacha to stay there. And because it has halacha to stay there, you can't take it off the Mizbeach any longer. You can't re-accept the blood any longer. You can't re-spritz. All of those svaros work. But now, when the Gemara is saying that Rebbe Lezer is being mechadesh, that not only psulim, which something along the way was possible, but even something that has no place on the Mizbeach HaPnimi Bechlal, like a Ketoras Ara, which never goes on the Mizbeach. In fact, the Torah said, don't bring it on the Mizbeach. The Torah said it clearly. So how could there be Imol Olayerit on that? The way we understood the whole halach of Imol Olayerit just doesn't work. This would be like you put chulin on the Mizbeach. If you put chulin on the Mizbeach, right, doesn't become Lach Meshul Mizbeach. Why not? It's there. It doesn't belong there. It doesn't have a place over there. It's out of its zone. Which I'm telling you is that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that's why I need Rebbe Lezer. That's a halacha that the Mizbeach HaPnimi also has the generic halacha of the Mol Olayerit that we know from the Brice. That we didn't need Rebbe Lezer to tell us. That we know, right? So what did Rebbe Lezer add to the picture? That even if you put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi something which has no place ever on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. In fact, there's a separate pasuk that says, don't put this over here, ever. Still, so I would think no. So again, I would think no, I don't need to give you a long arichas to explain why. I would think no, because it's not Lach Meshul Mizbeach. It's like Chulin. It's no better than Chulin. It's Kamashmal on what? That's the problem. What's the Kamashmal? This, by the way, is not my kasher. I'll show you the Rishonim. The Rishonim about it as the sugya progresses. Question is what? The same kasha we have on the Gemara, we're going to have on the Rishonim. What is the answer to this question? What taka is the answer? So the Gemara says, Meisvei. We have a price that says not like that. Ketoira Zara. She also Lagabi Mizbeach. So here we're talking about Ketoira Zara, which means a Yochid was Menad of Ketoiras. Ketoiras is only brought Petzibu. A yochid was misnad of keteris. So it's called keteris zara. She also lagabi mizbeach. Tear it. It goes down because only keteris shel tzibur is brought on the mizbeach, and therefore keteris yochid is by definition possible. Keteris yochid is by definition possible. No. Says Klar. So right away we see that keteris doesn't work. But now it gets worse. She'ein l'cha mekadosh psulim. You don't have mekadosh psulim. Mekadosh psulim basically means emol olayerit. Ein l'cha mekadosh psulim. Ela mizbeach achitzoin uberoi loy. So simply the Gemara means it has to be number one mizbeach achitzoin. That's what the Brice is saying. And it has to be royal or it has to belong there. Right? So we see two things. Number one, we see that Keter Zara doesn't belong there. And therefore, it doesn't work. And number two, L'chayre, it's only works on the Mizbeach Achitz. Pnimi B'chlal doesn't give the halach of Molo L'Yerit. B'chlal. So it's a double dose question on Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer, we wanted to learn that Rebbe Lezer is being Moisif. It's not necessarily a double question on Rebbe Lezer, but the way we were learning Rebbe Lezer, it's a double. We had a kasha. What's Rebbe Lezer's chiddush? It's a b'raisa. So we said, well, Rebbe Lezer was saying even Keteris. That totally doesn't belong there. Okay. So now we're showing two things. Number one, the b'raisa says only Mizbeach Achitzen. L'chor has halacha molo l'yerit. Right? Not Mizbeach HaPnimi. Right? Which is what we thought was the, what we originally thought was the chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. And number two, we see that Molo L'Yerit is only something that in some form has a place over here. But if it has no place here, and the Torah says this doesn't belong here, b'chlal, on this Mizbeach, so it has no association to the Mizbeach, then the Mizbeach is not Makash. So, it doesn't work. So now the Gemara comes like this. Mamish v'napach. We thought that the Mizbeach Achitzen is better than the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Why? Because that's what the Torah was talking about. The Torah was talking about Mizbeach Achitz. The pasuk where you learn the whole halacha of the Molo L'Yerit is the Mizbeach Achitz. So that's, right away we thought, that's a Mila. It has a Mila, because that's what the Torah is talking about. Moshe says, Moshe Kapoy, V'nahapachu. Mizbeach Achitz, that's taka limited. Over there, you can only be Mekadosh something that's Roy. Mizbeach HaPnimi is better than the Mizbeach Achitz. Not only is it Mekadosh Psulim, it's even Mekadosh Eini Roy Eloi. Mekadosh everything. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara Tzachi. K'toy V'zor Shol Salom Mizbeach Achitz in Teret. Shem Mizbeach Achitz in Mekadosh Psulim, Ela B'Roy Eloi. Only something which is Roy. V'apnimi, Bein Roy Eloi, Bein Shein Roy Eloi. Pnimi is Mekadosh no matter what. My time. Hai ritzpe v'hai klishores. This is a ritzpe and this is a klishores. Basically what the Gemara is saying is that the Mizbeach HaChitzen is nothing more than a ritzpe. The Mizbeach HaChitzen is like the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, it doesn't have a level of a klishores. It's only a ritzpe. Whereas the Mizbeach HaPnimi is a klishores. Why is it a klisharas? Unclear. The Rishonim seem to say because there's Meshicha. Right? High Ritzpa, Binyan Shalavonimu. Right? Ein Kedushosei Chamuha. V'hai klisharas. It's a klisharas. Why is it a klisharas? Because it was Nimshach in Klei HaMishkon. V'lochei Mekadosh Af HaPsulim. Okay. There are so many problems with this Terence of the Gemara. It's from beginning to end. Rav Steinemann, first of all, asks, he says, Nimshach was only the original Mizbeach. Stam, the whole Gemara. The Gemara says the reason why Mizbeach HaPnimi is better than Mizbeach HaChitzen is because Mizbeach HaPnimi is a klisharas. Right? And the Mizbeach HaChitzen is not viewed as a klisharas. It's viewed as a part of the structure. We'll call it structure. The Mizbeach HaChitzen is the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mizbeach HaPnimi is a klisharas. Why? So the Rishonim seem to say because there was Meshich. Frekar Steinemann Zatzal, that's not even historically correct. Meaning, the Mizbeach HaPnimi was only Nimshach originally. Zotazit. Just like this. High klishores, zokter, he quotes Rashi. The nimshach im amishkon, mevuah merashi, the adifus mizbeach hazov al mizbeach hachitzen, hu mitzad she nimshach. The whole mile, the Gemara saying mizbeach apnimi has is that it was nimshach. V'yesh miskashim midevei Rashi. To rak b'mishkin moshchu es hakeli. Only in the Mishkan. V'im koi al bayis nishin, shoyim is bech shasa Moshe, im kei nimtza di dino yishol rak b'bayis nishin, the doichi God. So, Rav Steinemann is asking a bomb question. There's also Rav Shlomo Katz from Vilna. He asked the same question that Rav Steinemann is asking. And that is that the whole mile, L'chor Mizbech HaPnimi is also Ritzpah. The Gemara says no. Mizbech HaPnimi is a klishos. The Gemara says, so Rashi explains, why is it a klishos? L'chor is also part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Zogt Rashi, because it was Nimshach. Zogt Rav Steinemann, Nimshach, that was only by Moshe Rabbeinu. Afterwards, it was just Avidos and Mechan Chosei. No! They kept on being meishich to other klei hamikdash, but the mizbeach, they weren't meishich. So he's asking if they weren't meishich it. So elamai was tam avedosoi mechan chosoi, right? It was like, in fact, Yerushalmi discusses this shaila. How did the klishoris vayta get kedusha? The first klishoris. Yerushalmi says they took him to Moshe, they transferred from Moshe to the... In other words, when it was Nignaz, Hashem and HaMishcha, what did they do? The Yerushalmi talks about that problem. But Rav Steinemann is saying, L'maisa was Avedosa Mechan Chos. So it's true that the Bayis Rishon, they still had that Mizbech. So he says, then it will come out that the whole sugi is the Bayis Rishon. The Dover Zar to learn like that. The whole sugi is going Bayis Rishon. It has to be something else. It has to be more like Yossi is saying, which is... some kind of Gili Milsa, some kind of chilik in the Metzias of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Not just because it was Nimshach, has to be that there's something more than that. That's a small problem. I'll call that a historical problem. It's a smaller problem. Although it's a problem. It's a smaller problem. But then, you nibble through this Gemara, mamish, each piece is a plea. Step two. So you tell me it's a klishos. Okay. So what? Klisharis is only Mekadosh Roiloi. Bishloima, if Klisharis was bulletproof, and anything you put into Klisharis gets Kedusha, very good. So the Gemara is saying now, Mizbeach HaPnimi is going with a different Mahalach, being Mekadosh on Klisharis. It's not Imol Yerid of the Mizbeach HaChitzen. It's a new Halach. It's Midin Klisharis. Klisharis is only Mekadosh, it's a royal. How could it be better than a Klisharis? So the Shita Mekubetzos, if you look here in the Gemara, Shita Mekubetzos asked this for Kasha. He says, what do you mean? Klisharis alone is only Mekadosh, it's a royal. Doesn't make sense. So he asked the Kasha. High Klisharis, you got it, Ois Gimel in the Shita Mekubetzos on the right side. For High Klisharis, Afel Gav Damrinon, Klisharis ain't Mekadosh el Roiloi. Klisharis alone is only Mekadosh something that's Roy. So here's very difficult what he means in the answer. Hocho Shani, the Ispei Tauti. Shehu Mizbeach u Klisharis. Hukoch Mekadosh Psul. Yeah. So, the first question the Shita Mekubetzos is asking is that the Gemara's answer doesn't seem to answer the question. The question we had was that Klisharis, the Gemara asked the Kasha, how could it be Mekadosh better than the Mizbeach HaChitzen? The Gemara says it's better because this is a Klisharis. In fact, the Shita Mekubetzos, Dayel Abomin Adin, Liyas Kenidim. So let it be a Klisharis. Klisharis is only Mekadosh, it's a Roiloi. Klisharis is only Mekadosh, something that's Roiloi. So what does it help? So answers the Shita Mekubetzos, well, it's also Mizbeach. Yeah, but as the Mizbeach, it can't be Mekadosh, what's possible. So you have two milas of which both are not Makadosh Psulim. Mizbech is not Makadosh Psulim, and Klishoros is not Makadosh Psulim. Somehow, magically, if you put them together, now all of a sudden you have a Yom Tov. How do you have a Yom Tov? Exactly. 0 plus 0 is 0. It'll explain it to us. We're ready to hear. We want to learn. Please explain to us how any Mekadosh Psulim A and any Mekadosh Psulim B equals Mekadosh Psulim. I'm very happy to hear. This is more complicated than Bitcoin. I know Bitcoin you could be Masmur still. But the Mizbeach can't be Koilet Psulim. The Mizbeach can't be Koilet Psulim. So the Mizbeach needs to be helped. So you know what we do? We bring another Mila called Klisharas, which also is not Makadosh Psulim. Yossi, yeah, here's where you're drawing the line in the sand. You usually let him get away with everything. Even he's not letting you to get away with this. He said, that's it. Here's where we stop.
Is it all psulim or certain
psulim? All psulim. Klisharis is only Mekadosh as a roi. By the way, Klisharis is more finicky than the Mizbeach. Because the Klisharis, the Mizbeach is even Mekadosh any roi loy, as long as it has some shaychus. That's the holding of a Mola Loyerit. And Klisharis is only Mekadosh as a roi loy. But it's not Koilet Psulim, I just told you. It's not Koilet Psulim. Right? So it's not Koilet. I have to agree with Yossi that you're not going anywhere with this. I don't think you're going anywhere with this. Now, Zal Gavze, noch weiter. Right? Noch weiter. The whole mocker of Imolo Yerid by the Mizbech is the Mizbech Achitz. That's the mocker. Originally, we thought that was Rebbe Lezer's Chiddush. Originally, we thought the only thing Rebbe Lezer came into our Gemara to say was Mizbech Makadosh Psulim. Right? Tell us that not only does it work on Mizbech Achitzin, it even works on Mizbech Apnimi. That's the way we were going to read Rebbe Lezer. The Gemara says, no, that can't be, because that's already in the Braiser. So the Gemara says, well, Tritzachi, he means not only Dam, even if you put something that doesn't belong at all there. The Gemara says, what do you mean? We have a Braiser that says if it doesn't belong there at all, it doesn't work. So that's Mizbech Achitzin. Mizbech Apnimi works even if it doesn't belong there completely. But now let's go back. The whole mocker of Imola Loyevit is the Mizbech Achitzin. There is no pasuk of Mizbech Apnimi. Which is why we originally thought the whole halacha only applies to the Mizbech Achitzin. Because the whole pasuk of Imola Loyevit is only by the Mizbech Achitzin. That's why we originally thought that's Rebbe Lezer's Chiddush. Which would have been a valid chiddush. The only reason why we said it can't be is because the Brice already says that Imola Loyerit applies to Mizbech HaPnimi. So that can't be Rebbe Lezer's chiddush. So then we upgraded Rebbe Lezer. We said Rebbe Lezer has to be saying a bigger chiddush. He's saying even something that's not royal on Mizbech. We said, well, that's too big of a chiddush because it says Mizbech is not Mekadosh to say any royal. Like Keter Hazala. So, oh, that's Mizbech Achitzin. But Mizbech HaPnimi, so I'm asking you a simple question. The whole mucker of a Mola Leyemid is Mizbech Achitzin. How could the Mizbech HaPnimi? In other words, we're asking Yidl 0 plus 0 equals 0. Mizbech Makadosh Psulim. Mizbech is not Makadosh as any Roy Loy, that's 0. Klishor is any Makadosh as a Roy Loy, 0. So how does 0, 0 equals anything? That's... But you ask better than that. You can ask. Doesn't even begin. Because the Mizbeach only has the Kalte Mizbeach that you're trying to hold on to. But you're more like Avner when he was trying to be saved on the top of the Mizbeach and they pulled him off. So we're pulling you off too. But the Kalte Mizbeach The mokar of kalte mizbeach is mizbeach achitzen. And that's only b'deroiloi. So how could we now say, okay, so we have now two milos. We have kalte mizbeach and we have kli shochis. But kalte mizbeach is only roiloi. So there's no kalte mizbeach here. So it's less than zero. It doesn't exist. There's no musig of kalte mizbeach. Kalte mizbeach, the mocker is mizbeach achitzen. And by the mizbeach achitzen, it is no kalte mizbeach on apostle. Period. So what's going on? No. That's all. Did you read the sheet that we just read? That was the sheet's question. Klisharos is not Makadosh and Eroilon. The Shita Ugaritza says, well, here maybe it is, not maybe, here it is. And don't forget, Rebbe Elazar has no Pasuk. Whatever he's saying here is he's saying. It's not like he darshan from a Pasuk. He's saying, Mizbeach HaPnimi is Makadosh Evi. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Even something that normally on the Mizbeach HaChitzen would not work, over here it does work. So the sheet is saying, well, we put together the fact that number one, it's a klisharis, and number two, it's kalte mizbeach. So we're asking what he means. But the kalte mizbeach, you're learning from the mizbeach achitzen. By mizbeach achitzen, the Torah said there's no kalte mizbeach on any royal. So how could you even put that into the cashier, into the cash register? All I'm saying is l'chayra. Yeah, but it's a pella. Because the only mocker, the reason why we originally thought. Yeah, but what is it then? That's what I'm saying. If Rebbe Elazar came with a pasuk, then we would have no problem. See, if Rebbe Elazar had a pasuk, I have no problem. See, then I have no problem. Then I would even go in your track, maybe. Maybe. If Rebbe Elazar came with a pasuk, Mizbeach HaPnimi, there's a din of Imol Olayerit. And then he said Klisharis. I was trying to think out of the box. Right? Maybe here the Gemara means klisharis. It's a different type of klita. When the Gemara says ze klisharis, could be the Gemara doesn't mean midin klisharis. You hear what I'm saying? If Rabbi Elazar would have brought another mocker, that is a new din in Molo Yerid on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Gemara asks, well, Maishna. So then all the Gemara really is asking is, why is the Molo Yerid of the Mizbeach HaChitzen have one halacha? And the Molo Yerid and Mizbeach HaPnimi, you have a different halacha. To which the Gemara answers, Zek Klisharis. So then I'd be able to think out of the box. When the Gemara says Zek Klisharis, it doesn't even mean Nidin Klisharis. It means it's a different kind of Klita. It's a different kind of Klita as Mizbeach. Right? And in that type of Klita, there's no problem of Psulim of any Roiloi. My problem is that the only Mokar of Molo Yerid is the Mizbeach HaChitz. And that's why the Shita Mukubetzes does not say, well, the Shita could have said a simple tenet. There's a kalte over here. Over here there's a kalte. It's not what he says. He says, we take the Molo Yerid that we learned from the Mizbeach HaChitzen. We put that on the table. We take the kalte klisharis. Klisharis Makadosh, we put that on the table. And now we put the whole thing together. We have a chalant. The problem is they're both not mavushal. So you don't have a chalant. You have raw beans and raw potatoes. You don't have anything cooked here. Because the kalte mizbeach that we learn from mizbeach achitzen is only roiloi. And klisharos mekadosh is only roiloi. That's what I'm saying. And the sheet, there's a raya. You have a raya from the sheet. That's what bothers me. Because if shach has all, I'm going to give the olim samar makoymes. Because this sugi we're not going to get out of today. That's for sure. I hope by next week, Mitzvah Hashem, I'm going to give you some Aram HaKoymes, but amongst them, I like the Olam to see Rav Shach tries to make a new. But when you look at the Shita Mekubetzes here, the Shita seems to be very clear that we're taking Kalte Mizbeach, and we're taking Klisharis, and we're putting it together, and we're making V'hoyah Mishkanech. Now, Chazanish comes with a different problem. Chazanish understands, Chazanish is really asking our first question. Our first question was, how in the world could you say something is lachmoy shel mizbeach if the Torah HaKadosh said that this thing is not allowed to go on the mizbeach? This thing doesn't belong on this mizbeach. This thing never goes to this mizbeach. Not it's puzzle, it's tameh, it's this. It's inherently belongs here, but it doesn't belong here, it belongs over there. It became tameh, the wrong person carried it here. Those are all, but the Torah says it doesn't belong here. Look at the next question of the sheet of Mukubetzis. The same sheet that we're reading here, Ois Gimel. Look at the next, if you have it over there. It's on the right side of the daf. Look at his next question. After he answers this first question, he has a second question. His question is, He said, I don't understand. He says, basically he's asking, it doesn't belong here. Happens to be here, it's puzzle too. Forget puzzle. Kosher doesn't belong here. How could something become lachmoy shel mizbeach if it's kosher, it doesn't belong here? It never belongs here. What? It gets a promotion because it's puzzle. It's enough to say that the mizbeach allows something which, were it not to have the problems, it would belong here. But if it would be perfect, it doesn't belong here. That's the Shita's Kasha. If it was perfect, the Ktara is perfect, Ktara is beautiful, clean, tall, kosher, Aaron HaKohen was Mekadosh it, Gevaldik. Still doesn't belong here. So now it does belong here. Now something's possible about it does belong here. Look at what's going on. That's his Kasha. That's his kasha. It could be that the whole pasuk says it doesn't belong here is until you put it there. L'chatchila, you don't put it there. But once you put it there, it doesn't belong there. Instead, zok down, zok the v'yesh loimah, they call my katchile. Aval the ebed yikadish. Huh? So the Chazanish, we'll get to the second. The second is actually harder to understand, but the Chazanish comes. So again, if the Olam has a chance to look up this Chazanish by next week, Chazanish is here in Zvachim in the Likut. We'll post it. It's in the Likutim Oizvov. He says like this. Moradik Achidish, he says. Could be he's going in concert with the Shita Mukubetzis Teretz. He wants to say in Echalami, if you took this and put it right on the fire, no good. Major Ukimta, the Chazanish is making. If you took this, Teretz, you put it into the fire, Yerid. First, he put on the mizbeach. Now, this is dinim olo leyeged. Now you put it into the fire. So by the time you put it into the fire, it belongs in the fire. Yeah? That's the ukimt he's making. Chazanish says, dinim olo leyeged hu binichon koydem ala mizbeach. Yeah? V'rak lahacha mikach ekriven al gabi yishim. Ach palas Yosha Gabi Ishi? Put straight onto the fire? Bizel Ival Lav Doilu Minchaloy Sishualo? U Bizel Loyam Rinon Mizbeach Mekadish Psulim. Forgetting that it's a monster Okimta. It's a monster Okimta. It's brought down together with the Olam Olo Yeldu. Shouldn't the Gemara tell us this chilik? That this is not like all the Malayas? But not only is it a monster Okimta, it's a monster Chiddush in Svara. So Vaita, why is it Molo Leyeret? Vaita never belongs here. You tell me, it belongs here if it was first put on the Mizbeach Shaloi Kedim? But that's, you're working backwards. The Kasha is why it captures Kedusha. The answer is it captures Kedusha, why? It doesn't belong here. Well, it captures Kedusha because you could say you put it right in the fire, it captures Kedusha also. But the Kasha is, it can't capture Kedusha if it doesn't belong here. Teretz is, first you put on the Mizbech. Then you put it into the fire. What does it help? Zikr, that's not, It's right, it doesn't belong here. It doesn't belong, it's not a ping pong either. It doesn't belong to bounce on the Mizbech and then in the Ishim. Because what's the teretz to the kasha? That's the problem. So, if the Olam could look up this chazanish, it's in the Likutim, Simon Vov, like I said, we'll put it up on the web, in the shul web. And also the Avi Ezri is in the Rambam Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudches of Psulei HaMikdashim. So we'll put that up as well. And we'll be Messiah in the Shib, we'll the next week, but I have a Hascholas Kamara now in the Yeshiva Ketana, so I have to run. How are you?
From last 2 weeks. To me, I don't have any kashas or anything today.
Really?
Is that what we're going to come back to today?
No, because the problem is that it's not the destination. The destination only makes sense if...
Right, the destination only comes to play as the gospel. Yes, because...
Where does the problem belong? What's the matter with that? Let me go back. What's the matter with
that?
Why is it? What's the mile of the Mizbech over just taking it to the base? I mean, you're putting it on your shoulder. Mizbech has
time
for the
shoulder. Is this whole idea of Gavra and
Chefza? Chefza, because it belongs. It's like if you put the Lechem HaPanim on the Mizbeach, it also would do nothing.
No, that's why you only get Kapora. That's why you only get Kapora.
Nothing to do with that. We're saying the concept of Molo. The concept of Molo.
I thought what you were saying, this whole thing of Chefza.
If you be right, then the Rishonim have no Kasha.
No,
I'm showing my hand. It doesn't belong here. Even if it's kosher, it doesn't belong.